Before I start the omelet, I just want to clear up something I wanted to mention yesterday, and something that's nogeya to today's omelet also. Somebody asked me a question, and from there I understood that there was a misunderstanding, or I don't know, it was only him, but I'm going to go back over it. We had a machlokes, two machloksin, or two separate machloksin, by Mitzora. Mitzora Musker and Mitzora Muchlet. One machlokes is what Hesker is. Rashi says it means he's quarantined in a room. The Rosh says they don't have to quarantine him in a room, but you either outline the nega or whatever. That has nothing to do with the second shaila we had of if a muzgar has to go outside the machane or not. Could be according to Rashi, he doesn't have to go outside the machane, but he has to be quarantined in a room inside the machane. Right? According to the Rosh, what's it called, that the Hezger or the Rambam, Hezger doesn't mean being quarantined in a room. It could still be that he has to go outside the machane. Two separate, completely different things. From Rashi and Moikot and his Mashma, that a Mitzora Musker can stay inside the walls of the city, right, which is Machane Israel. And then there's a Machlokas. What exactly happens inside that wall? In Rashi, and what's it called? The Gemara over here is Mashma Pashtas, that you have to go outside the walls. Even though the Ritva says that Rashi, who says he doesn't have to go outside the walls, would say Shiluach means he's sent away from people and he has to be in a separate place for himself. But what exactly Hezger is, but where it is, are two separate machlokes, nothing to do one with the other. Okay. Secondly, all this we learned yesterday, I'm going to learn now today also, that they changed these psukim when they translated them to Greek. So they ask on this from the following. It says in Bava Kamma that they sent Romans to learn Torah by the Chachomim, and in the end they said there's two things, what's it called, we are maskim to everything that you taught us, except for two things, one of them being that if a goy damages a Jew, it's chayiv, and if a Jew damages a goy, he's potter. So the Rosh there says, why didn't they just say something different? It was a sakana, right? Why didn't they just change the halacha? Why did they tell them that? So the Rosh says that you're not allowed to change the Torah, and it's like apikursis. And the Marshal learns from that even if there's a danger, sakana, you're still not allowed to change the Torah. Right? Somebody wants you to change the Torah, that's like an apikursis, and it's Yehorig Valyavar. It's Yehorig Valyavar, even b'chashas sakana. So they ask, and how did here they change the Torah? For the sake of Talmi. So some say that's only when there's a chshas sakana. But over here by Talmi, he had them under his roof. He would have caught them or whatever, these things, he would have killed them for sure. And that you don't have to give your life mamish. But I was thinking there's no question really. Two different things. Over there, they were going to change the halacha. Right? To say that it's a goy is potter or a gid is chayiv too, whatever. That's a total shinui of the Torah. Here they didn't change anything. They changed the wording, but the idea was still the same. They didn't change the idea. They changed certain things that would have come to a lessening of Kavodat Torah, but it wasn't no halacha difference over here. It was how to understand some psukim. And basically the same idea, the same message got through, except Talmi wouldn't have understood the message the way it was written, so he got the message through changing some words. Not that you can't change words in the Torah when you translate it or whatever. You can't change halachas. But this is not the halacha thing at all. And the idea is brought out just in different words. There's no dimyon at all, I don't think. Okay, no. Okay. What?
It wasn't up to them. Hashem put it in their hearts. Hashem put it in them to do this.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they don't have bechira. If it was usher to do, they wouldn't do it. Something forced them to do it. They all didn't say Hashem told them to. They decided to do it. There was a nais that the Rabban Shalom made all of them have the same idea, but they decided to make the changes. The Rabban Shalom didn't force them to make the changes. Okay. Okay, we're on Tesomet Beis. They also changed the following pasuk. Lo chemed echad mehem nasasi. Pasuk says, Lo chamor echad mehem nasasi. I didn't take one donkey. And they changed it, Lo chemed, nothing desirable did I take. Rashi, Lo chemed echad mehem nasasi, Shelo yomer chamor lo lokach, Avol chevet zacher locha. Shouldn't say, Moshe Rabbeinu just said, I didn't take any donkeys from you.
But mashma, other things he did take. Mashma, nothing desirable did I take from you. Asher cholak Hashem elokecha osam lahoyer lechol ha'amin. Pasuk says, Asher cholak Hashem elokecha osam lechol ha'amin. That the Rabbanu Shalom apportioned out all of the stars and planets or whatever for the Goyim, which really means that the Rabbanu Shalom deals with the Goyim through intermediaries. Right? But it would sound like the Rabbanu Shalom allowed them to be over the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, they added in the word lahair lechol ha'amin, that the Rabbanu Shalom apportioned that out for the nations of the world to give them light. But Klal Yisrael has a direct hashpah from the Rabbanu Shalom. Same idea, just brought out a little bit differently. Vayelech vayaved Elohim achirim asher lo tzivisi la'ovdom. Right? What's it called? They change the pasuk. It says that he goes and serves other gods, asher lo tzivisi, which I didn't command him to do. So they said asher lo tzivisi la'ovdom. Well, it's always the Havamina, the Sirashi, Lahoyer Lecholamim, Shimlo Kain, Yomar Benoah, Mutar Bavarazora. Because I would think, from the simple meaning of the Pasuk, that the Rabbanu Shalom apportioned out these things to be served by the Goyim. They're allowed to serve Avarazora. Umidrasho, Lahachlika, Midvarim, Kedelatar, the Min Ha'olam. And the Medrash says that it means the Rabbanu Shalom apportioned it out, means he gave the Goyim the ability to make a mistake and use them for Avarazora. Asher lo tzivisi la'ovdom, shim lo kosvu la'ovdom, they didn't add the word la'ovdom, mashma asher lo tzivisi shiyiyu. The yomer imkein alohu sein shal korcho nivru. That the Rabbanu Shalom didn't command that this Avodah Zarah should be altogether. I didn't want it to be, but somebody forced me to create it, or somebody else created it. So therefore, asher lo tzivisi, I didn't command it to be served. That's what they added the word la'ovdom. The kostulo, they also changed something else, as tsiira saraglayim, the kostulo as arneves. They didn't translate into Greek the arneves, the hair, right, but they wrote tsiira saraglayim, right, a descriptive description instead of a noun for a rabbit. The kostulo as why, it may she ishto shall tell me arneveshma, because Talmi's wife's name was Arneves. If they saw that the Greek equivalent was his wife's name in Hebrew, they would have said that the Yidden are making fun of me. They put my wife's name in the Torah. So they didn't put the word in Greek for Arneves, so they put a descriptive name. Okay. Rashi. The Kosu Mokum Veso Arneves, the Tzira Saraglaim, Vishyodek Tzoros, because a rabbit has short front legs, uktanus miragleho. Its front legs are shorter than its back legs. Okay. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Apis Svarim Lo Yitiru Shichtu Ve'Li Yavonis. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, even when you're allowed to write other Svarim in other languages, it's only Yavonis, only Old Greek. Omer Rav Avon, Rav Yochanan, Halachah Rav Shimon Gamliel. Halachah Sak Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you can write Svarim in Greek. The Rambam says that's only Old Greek, and in a time when Greek was a world language, doesn't apply today. But Omer Rabbi Yochanan, in my time with Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer Kro, Yafta Elohim L'Yefes V'Yishkom B'Ol Eishen. Devarav Shal Yefes Yu B'Ol Eishen. The things of Yefes will be in the tents of Shein. And therefore, Yefes, Yavan, came from Yefes, so we have a smach that the characters of Yefes can be in the Ohal Shein, in the Beis Medrash of Shein, and the Torah can be written in the characters of Yavanis. Where it says Ve'ema Gomer Magog, maybe not Yavan. Gomer Magog came from Yefes, so maybe that was the language that was permitted. Amr Chia Bar Abba, Hainu Time of the Siv Yafte Lokim LeYefes Yafu Social Yefes Yu Be'ol Shein. The beauty of Yefes and Greek was known to be an exceptionally beautiful language. Rashi, Yafu social Yefes hulosh and Yavan, l'shon lo Yafa Michel kol b'nei Yefes. All the other languages of the descendants of Yefes, Yavanish was the most beautiful. Okay, ein ben koin Mashuach b'shemen amishchol l'meruba begodim. Elapar haboal kol hamitzvos, right? They have two. There are two ways for a Kohen Gadol to become Kohen Gadol. We learned this already in Yuma. One way is, and that was the way it was in the first Beis HaMikdash, till Yoshiyahu's time, that they would be Moshech in B'Shemen HaMishcha. They'd anoint him with the oil of anointing that they use for anointing the Mishkan and the Kalim or whatever, and Melachim and the kings, and they would anoint the Kohen Gadol, and that would make him Kohen Gadol. And then, after Yoshiyahu's time, they hid away the Shemen HaMishcha. So from that point on, Kohanim Gedolim, there was a second way of instituting or installing a Kohen Gadol, by putting on the eight begadim of a Kohen Gadol on him, and that made him a Kohen Gadol. So that's a Merubah begadim. There's no difference between a Kohen Gadol who became Kohen Gadol through Mashiach and a Kohen Gadol who came Kohen Gadol through Merubah begadim. El par haba kol hamitzvahs. Par haba kol hamitzvahs is that if a Kohen Gadol paskin something for himself by mistake, that's normally chayiv kares, and he paskin his mutter, and he went and did it, so he has to bring a special korban. So that korban, it says, v'im kohen hamoshiach yechta, that's only a kohen who became kohen gadol through mashiach, but merubah begadim not. And Tosus brings down that there's another possibility, and it's a machlokus whether that applies or not, by par helem dover shel tzibur. Par helem dover shel tzibur is where the Beis Din made a mistake, the Sanhedrin, and they paskin that something is mutter, that's really chayiv kares. Right? There's other conditions, but for here it's, that's enough of a description. And the robe of Klal Yisrael did al pihem, so then they have to bring a special korban. And over there it says that who brings the korban? The Kohen HaMashiach. So some say that that korban also only was brought by Kohen Gadol, who was Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha. But in the second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't bring that korban, because there was no Kohanim Gedolim that ever were Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha. And others hold no, that that's only L'chatchila, B'dievet, any Kohen, even a Kohen Hedyet, can bring Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur, and therefore that's not a difference. That's only the difference is the Par that the Kohen Gadol himself brings, what's it called, when he himself is over something that's Chayiv Kares. And he paskin that it was mutter. Okay. Ein ben Kohen Mishamish, the Kohen Shaavar, different thing. There's a Kohen Mishamish and a Kohen Shaavar. Right? You have a Kohen who was apostle for some reason, some psul, he became Tommy or whatever, Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And now they had instituted another Kohen to take his place. So he became acting Kohen Gadol. And then the original Kohen Gadol became kosher again. So the Kohen who is reinstated is called Kohen HaMishamish. And the Kohen who was Kohen Gadol but then went away, when the other Kohen Gadol came back into being able to function, he's called Kohen Shaavar. So there's no difference between the Kohen Gadol who is acting Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Gadol who was Kohen Gadol for a day, Kohen Gadol for whatever, El Par Yom HaKippurim. You can only bring one par on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol brings his par. Only the one who's acting Kohen Gadol brings that. And even the, what's it called, the Kohen Gadol, who is installed in his place temporarily, that par doesn't come from him. It comes from the original Kohen Gadol's money. He brings it, but it doesn't come from his money either. Vasiris Ha'efa, and also every day the Kohen Gadol would bring an Asiris Ha'efa, that's called Chavitin. That was only brought by one Kohen Gadol. Two Kohen Gadols can't bring that. Even though both of them have a din of Kohen Gadol, only the acting Kohen Gadol brings the Asiris Ha'efa every day. It's his own personal korban. A regular Kohen brings it the day that he's installed. And a Kohen Gadol brings it every day. And Parash of Yom HaKippurim, which the Kohen Gadol, his own par, only the acting Kohen Gadol brings that, not the Kohen Gadol who was deposed because the original Kohen Gadol came back. Rashi. Merubah begadim, Kohanim Shishimshu b'bayisheni. All Kohanim Gedolim, who were in the second Beis HaMikdash, were Merubah begadim. There was no Shemen HaMishcha anymore. V'af b'bayis rishon, even in the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, Miyamos Yoshiyahu, Ve'elech, Shenigna Slocha Shal Shemen HaMishcha. They hid away the flask of Shemen HaMishcha, Moshe Rabbeinu's Shemen HaMishcha, which he made, lasted throughout the entire first Beis HaMikdash. And it was put away. It's still around. And when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, that Slochis Hashem and will be used, be discovered, and will be used to be Moshech the Kelim. Par Habo Kol HaMitzvahs, Kohen Moshiach Shehora Heter B'Dover, Shizdono Koreis, a Kohen Gadol, that Paskin, that something that's Koreis is okay, and he did what he paskin, maybe par, it means a special par as ischatas. Shenemar im ha-koin ha-moshiach yechta v'osh masa'am. Right? So that it says koin ha-moshiach, only a kohen who became kohen gadol through Mashiach has to bring that korban. But a kohen gadol who came, kohen gadol from Aruba begadim doesn't bring that korban. Kohen ha-mishamish kagon she'ira bo psul u'minu acher tachtav. Right, Kohen Gadol had some kind of psul, he became Tomei, or some other psul, doesn't have to be on Yom Kippur, any time. And they appointed another Kohen Gadol to take his place. On Yom Kippur, they have to appoint another Kohen Gadol, because you need a Kohen Gadol who can function. So they appointed another Kohen Gadol, and we can learn in Yuma, they always had an understudy waiting in the wings to take the place of the first Kohen Gadol. The Ovar Psulo, and the psul of the original Kohen Gadol went away, so you reinstate him. The Chazer Lavodosa, he's reinstated. The Aviru Habod Tachtov, and the other guy now is pushed away. Harish and Kori Mishamish, the original one is called the acting Kohen Gadol. The Hasheni Ovar, and the second one is called the, what's it called, the past Kohen Gadol. He was Kohen Gadol for a temporary time, now that's past, and now the other one is acting Kohen Gadol, the original one. Elapario Makipurim, so they both have a din of Kohen Gadol. In other words, all the halachas of Kohen Gadol apply to both of them. They're not allowed to marry a be'ula, only a besula. The halacha is he's not metami for his krovim. All the halachas that apply to a Kohen Gadol apply to both of them. But the only difference is par yom ha-kippurim, she'ef shelohav yishnayim, can't bring two. So only the acting Kohen Gadol brings the par of yom ha-kippurim, and the Kohen Gadol does not bring one. The Chayin Asir Seifa Chavite Kohen Gadol Shebechol Yom Sheef Shelo Havishnayim. Same thing. That only one of them, which is the acting one, brings the carbon that a Kohen Gadol brings every day. The Mincha Chavite Kohen Gadol, right? Asir Seifa. Only one of them brings it. Only the acting Kohen Gadol. But for all other dinim, Rashi the Gemara Hala Inyan Pariyom Akipurim VaAsir Seifa Zeveze Shavim. Now we're going back to the original Mishnah. The original Mishnah is, there's no difference between a Kohen who became Kohen Gadol through Mashiach, or a Kohen Gadol who became Kohen Gadol through Merubah Begadim, right, except the Par Habo Kol HaMitzvahs, Holy Inyan Par Yom HaKippurim, but to bring the Par in Yom Kippur, doesn't make a difference if you're a Kohen Gadol who became Kohen Gadol with Mashiach, or through Merubah Begadim, or to bring in Asiris HaEifa. Both of these Kohanim Gedolim are equal in bringing those Karbonas. Zevezeh Shavim. Masnis and Lokrab Meir. The Mishnah goes like not like Rab Meir. Di Rab Meir. Hatanya Merubah Begadim may be Par Habal Kol HaMitzvahs. Divi Rab Meir. Rab Meir says that a Merubah Begadim brings Par Habal Kol HaMitzvahs. Not like the Mishnah says. That the Mishnah says that only Meshuach the Shemin HaMishka, because it says Kohen HaMoshiach Yechter. And Reb Meir holds no, even a Kohen who became Kohen Gadol, Merum Begadim, brings Par Habor Kol HaMitzvahs. The Chachamim Omrim Eino Mevi. And the Chachamim, like the Mishnah says he doesn't bring it. My time at the Reb Meir, the Tanya Moshiach, it says in the Torah, Kohen Moshiach, Ein Li Ela Moshuach B'Shemin HaMishka. I might think that only a Kohen Gadol became Kohen Gadol with Mashiach brings that korban. Merubah Begadim and Ein. How do you know that even a Merubah Begadim does bring that korban? Talmud Lomer, HaMoshiach. It says, Kohen HaMoshiach. The Hey is a ribui. Even a Kohen who's not Moshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, but became Kohen Gadol by Merubah Begadim, brings that korban too. Mor says, V'mayo Kimna, the Lokra Meir. So now comes out, this Mishnah doesn't go according to the Meir. Because the Mishnah says, B'Theirish, that Par Habor Kol HaMitzvahs, is the difference between Kohen Moshuach and Kohen Merubah Begadim. Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa. Ein ben Kohen Mishamish leKohen Sha'avar, ele Pario Makipurim Vasira Seifa. Holechol Divreyem Zeveze Shavim. Right? That there's no difference between the acting Kohen Gadol and the was Kohen Gadol, right? They both have a din of Kohen Gadol, except only one of them, the acting one, brings Par Yom HaKippurim, and only the acting one brings the carbon of the Kohen Gadol every day. But for everything else, all the halachas that apply to a Kohen Gadol, they both have the din of a Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, Esen L'Reb Meir. That is dafka like Reb Meir. The Tanya, Ira Bo Psul, Uminu Kohen Acher Tachtov, if on Yom Kippur, the Kohen became possible, and they appointed another Kohen Gadol to take his, another Kohen to take his place, so that Kohen now became Kohen Gadol. Rishon Chozer Lavodoso, so when the first one becomes fit again, he goes back and he becomes the acting Kohen Gadol. Sheini Kol Mitzvahs Kohuna Gadol Olav Divrei Meir. And the other one remains with all the halachas of Kohen Gadol. There's two Kohen Gadols now, right? One acting one, and certain halachas only apply to him, the Parish of Yom HaKippurim and Asiri Saifa, and all the other halachas of Kohen Gadol apply to the other one too. There are two now Kohen Gadols, an acting Kohen Gadol and a non-acting Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rishon Choser Lavodoso. Rabbi Yossi says, the first one is reinstated, and he becomes the Kohen Gadol again. Sheni, the one who was put up temporarily to take his place, Eino Roy Lola Kohen Gadol, Lola Kohen Hedjit. He can't be a Kohen Gadol, he can't be a Kohen Hedjit. He's in limbo. Why? Vom Rabbi Yossi, the reason is, we'll see in a second. Vom Rabbi Yossi, Maisav Rabbi Yossi Be'ula Mitzipori, She'ira Bo Psul Be'Kohen Gadol, U'minu Tachtov. There's Haka Maisav Rabbi Yossi Be'ulam from Tzipori. When the original Kohen Gadol became possible, and they appointed him to be his replacement, Ubo Mais Lefnei Chachomim, and then the original Kohen Gadol became kosher again, and the Maisa came before the Chachomim. What's the status of Yosef ben Ulam? V'amru Rishon Chozer Lavodos, the original Kohen Gadol goes back and is reinstated. Sheini ain't a roy lola Kohen Gadol, lola Kohen Hedjit. Kohen Gadol Mishum Eva. He can't be the Kohen Gadol because you can't have two Kohen Gadols because it'll bring to hatred. Right? There would be a competition between them if they both have a din of Kohen Gadol. And Kohen Hedjit Mishum Malim Bekodesh Velo Moridim. And he can't be a Kohen Hedjit because you only go higher in Kedusha. You don't go. You don't get demoted. So he can't. What? What? Somebody who wanted to be queen for the day. What's the shaila? It says that they knew that if they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they would die within the year. Still, there was people who wanted to be Kohen Gadol. So Mordechai says, Reisha Rabbanon, the Sefer of Meir, comes out that the Sefer is Dafka of Meir, not Rabbi Yossi. Dafka Reb Meir. So the Reisha, we said, can't be Reb Meir. Because Reb Meir says that even Par Haba Al Kol HaMitzvos, a Kohen Merubah Begadim brings. And the Sefer, which speaks about the acting Kohen Gadol and the one who was temporary, only goes according to Reb Meir. Amar Rav Chisda in Reisha Rabbanon, the Sefer Reb Meir, and Echonami. This Mishnah, the Reisha is Reb Meir, the Reisha is Rabbanon, and the Sefer is Reb Meir. Rav Yosef Omar Rebbe, the Mishnah goes like Rebbe, the Nosif Le'aliba, the Tanoi. Rebbe held like Reb Meir in the Sefer, and he held like the Chachomim in the Reisha. So he Rebbe said it according to two different Tanoim. Rashi, Cholechol Divreim Zevzeshovim, the Imbola Hakdir Olavo Tshuma Voda. What's the Nafkamina? Both of them have a din of Kohen Gadol, and therefore if the either one wants to do avoda mishamish bishmon lebegadim, right? He has to do it in the eight begadim like a Kohen Gadol, not four begadim like a Kohen Hedjit. Kohen shavar ka Kohen hamishamish. Kol mitzvahs kahuna gadola lo mishamish beches begadim. What are the mitzvahs of kahuna gadola? He serves only with eight begadim, not four. Lo poreya velo porein. He's not allowed to tear his clothing. He's not allowed to let his hair grow. Umitzvah mitzvah ala besula. He can't marry a woman who's not a besula. Umuzra almoni can't marry an almona, right? Umakriv onain, and he can bring the karbonos even when he's an onain. He's not matame lekrovin like a regular kohen. Those are all the halachas that apply to a kohen gadol. The eino roy l'shamish lo b'shimon lebegadim ke kohen gadol, lo b'arba ke kohen hedyon. And he can't serve not in eight begadim, not in four, so he can't do any avoda. He can't do it in eight because of Eva. And he can't do in four because Malin Bekodesh below Moridin. But if it would be yes Moridin, then he could do four. Otherwise, he's mechusar begodim. He's not wearing the proper amount of begodim. That's why he can't be a kohen hedyot. But if it would be the halacha that you could demote a kohen, he'd become a kohen hedyot again. Rabbi Yossi, ustam aliba denafshe, Rebbe he. Ustam aliba denafshe. Rebbe himself said the Mishnah according to what he held. And he held in the first case like the Rabbanan, and in the second case he held like Rabbi Meir. V'nosiv le'aliba detanoi, b'merubah begodim sover like Rabbanan. The coin sha'over sover the krimeir. Okay, the Sfarim say that even though it's psak, that the chor is not no gael amaisa, bisman azeh, who cares what the coin god, there's no coin god, bisman azeh, it's a hilchus of the mashicha. So they say that the halacha applies to a person who had a job, a srora, right? He was a parnas ala tzibur, he was somebody who had a tzibur job, and then something happened, and he was demoted or something, and then he was reinstated. So, and somebody was put in his place. So there, both of them maintain the position. And like we found, but when they took away Rav Gamliel temporarily, and they put Rav Elazar ben Azariah in his place, so when Rav Gamliel was put back, Rav Elazar ben Azariah wasn't taken away, and they made a sidur, right, between them. And even though by the Kohen Gadol halacha, is that the first one goes back to be the Kohen Gadol, and the second one can't be a Kohen Gadol at all, or a Kohen Hedyot. That's only in that specific case, because then there'll be hatred between them, because only one guy can be a Kohen Gadol, right? And also, Malim Bakodesh Lomoridit. When it comes to a Parnes, we're not afraid of Eva, they both could do the job. And there's no idea of demoting the guy, so therefore they both remain with that a gedula, and they make a sidur between them how to work it out. Okay. Ein bein boma gedola le boma ketana ela psochim. There's no difference between a boma gedola. A boma gedola was where the Mishkan was after they came into Eretz Yisrael. Shiloh, Nova, Givon. That was a public boma before they built the Beis HaMikdash. And a boma ketana is anybody can build a little mizbeach in their backyard before the Beis HaMikdash was built, and bring korbanos on that mizbeach. What difference is there between the boma gedola, in other words, the boma of the tzibur, and the boma of a yachid? Psochim, korban pesach. Korban pesach you couldn't bring on your own backyard mizbeach, you had to bring it to the boma gedola. We'll see the Gemara says there's other things also. Zeh haklal, kol shul nidr v'nidr korban v'boma, anything that is brought voluntarily, Korban Yochid, that's bought voluntarily, you can bring on a Bama Ketana. V'chol she'eino lo nidav lo nidav eino korban Bama. Something that you don't bring voluntarily, that's brought because you have to bring it, can only be brought by a Bama Gedola. Shaila, whether this Bama Ketana could even be in Chutz Laretz. We'll see from the Gemara tomorrow that it's clear that it could be in Chutz Laretz. Tulsa has a question on that, but in any case, a Bama Ketana could even be in Chutz Laretz. Not only in Eretz Israel, but a Boma Gedola, right, the Mishkan, and the things that took its place could only be in Eretz Israel. Rashi. Ein bein Boma, ein hefrish b'shas heter abomos, when it was mutter to be makar v'boma, before the Beis HaMikdash was built. Bein Boma Gedola, and so they had a Boma Gedola, ze mizbeach shel Moshe, ba'odo b'no v'givon. That was the mizbeach of Moshe, in other words, the Mishkan, which was set up in Novan Givon and in Shiloh, that's called Boma Gedol. The Boma Ketana, Mizbeach Shal Yochid. It's anybody's private Mizbeach in his own backyard. Shekol Yochid, V'Yochid, Osa Boma, Liatzmo. Anybody could make their own Mizbeach, and you didn't need a Kohen. What's it called? Anybody could be Makriv a Korban on his own personal Mizbeach. Kori, the Boma Ketana, could be brought in a Boma Ketana. Kol she'eino nidav v'nidav b'zvachim yolech v'perk basa. The Gemara in Zvachim learns out how we know there's a difference between things that are brought voluntarily and things that can't be brought voluntarily. Rashi, the Gemara, psachim v'sulo. The only difference is psachim. Eima ke'ein psachim. Anything similar to a Korban Pesach can't be brought on a Boma Ketana. The Gemara says, mani reb shimini. Let's see, Rashi, psachim v'sulo. Anything that can't be brought voluntarily, like a Korban Pesach, which you have to bring, can't be brought on a Boma Ketana. So why does it say only Pesach? Anything, right, that's not neither of a Nidav can't be brought on a Boma Ketana.
Ve'ilu b'gdola ho'yum akrivim karbonos shibur tzmirim usafim. Right? In Obama Gedola, they brought all the carbon karbonos that you had to bring. Carbon atomid, musaf, all these karbonos were brought. And on Obama Ketan, you couldn't bring those karbonos. The kol sakadayat, the da'af chovos shibur she'en kavu alem zman ho'yum kravim bo. You go par helim dover shal tzibur, siri avodazor. We think that now, that in Obama Gedola, you could bring all karbonos shibur, even karbonos shibur that didn't have a set time, that you only brought because something happened and then you had to bring it. The Gemara says, ke'em psochim, v'chol chovos ha'kavu alahem zman kipsochim. The only thing you could bring in Obama Gedola is karbonos shibur that have a set time. But karbonos shibur that didn't have a set time, they couldn't bring in Obama Gedola either. And in Obama Ketana, they couldn't bring anything except things that were voluntary. Gemara says, Moni mas nisan, Moni Rav Shimon hi. This goes according to Rav Shimon. Netanya, Rav Shimon omer, af tzibur lo hikrivu lepsochim lechobo shekavu lem zman. Even the tzibur, in the Bama Gedola, only brought korbanos, tzibur, that had a set time, like Korban Pesach. Right? Avol chobo she'in kavu lem zman, but a chobo that didn't have a set time, for instance, a Klal Yisrael did a chet, right? Par helim dover shel tzibur, which we mentioned before. And the most of the tzibur followed the Sanhedrin, they made a wrong psak, and they did something wrong. That doesn't have a set time, right? It goes according to an occurrence that happened. That wasn't brought even in Obama Gedola. That's only brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Hacha v'hacha lo kariv. It wasn't brought in Obama Ketana, nor in a Obama Gedola. Rab Shimon hi, the Omar, the Perek Basar Dizvachim, af tzibur lo hikrivu b'Obama Gedola, shum chov el psachim v'chov os hakavu el zvan. Psachim and anything similar to a carbon pesach that has a set time. Avo chovo she'en kavu alem zman, kigon par helem dover usiri avodazara, right? The tzibur was over avodazara, they bring a different carbon. Those carbonas were not brought afilu in a bomba gedola. Hacha v'hacha lo karit. Avo the rabbanon dehasam lo besukma. But that's what Reb Shimon holds. The rabbanon who argue on Reb Shimon, right, say, masnisen, and the Mishnah, can't go according to the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan hold that any carbon sibur was brought in a Bama Gedola, even carbono sibur that didn't have a set time. And the Mishnah says only something similar to Pesach, which has a set time, that can only go according to Reb Shimon and not according to the Rabbanan.